Started at the Torahway, Northwest London, Friday, 29th of October, 23rd of Cheshvan, Rabbi Moshe Betzalel Grosnas, Avraham Avinu, the Kohen Gadol. This week's Torahway was sponsored L'chvod Simchas HaBar Mitzvah of Shloimi Reich, Yi Rotzen Shizke Horov Uzkein of the Rav Nachas Imena Mikol Yotzei Chalot Sei Hem.
Good morning, all. I was telling my wife, who's in the letters for Hashem.
Mazel tov.
Welcome to the Shalom Zocher, 71 Woodstock Avenue, tonight. I was telling her the topic. She asked me, what's the topic? So I said, Avraham Avinu, the Kohen Gadol. So she said, what? Are you sure you got the right name? Isn't it Aaron, the Kohen Gadol? So I said, no, Avraham Avinu, the Kohen Gadol. Okay. She left it there. She's not listening to the Torah way. But at least you can know why it's Avraham Avinu, the Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara in the Dorim, Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, explains the Psukim in Parshas Lech Lecha. We'll see the Chayasorah connection soon. But in Parshas Lech Lecha, the Gemara explains the following Psukim. It says there that Shem ben Noach came out when Avraham Avinu won the war against the four kings. Shem ben Noach came out. I'll read the Pasuk, Perek with Dalad. No, that's Stoim. O Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem. Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem. Hoitzi Lechem V'yoyin. Brought out bread and wine. V'hu Koyein. Lekeil Elyoin. It was a Koyein. Which some will of course explain it. Stam Kepshutoi. He was a leader and things like that. Spiritual leader. B'lav Dafka. He was literally a Koyein. But Kepshutoi, it says the word Koyein. By Vorcheu, he blessed Avram. By Yoiman, he said, Baruch Avram Lekeil Elyon. Avram is blessed. Kodesh Man Barat, etc. Baruch Keil Elyon, HaKodesh Baruch Hu is blessed. So Gemara says, he blessed Avram, and only then he blessed Yitzchak. Sorry. No, and only then he blessed HaKodesh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says, because of this, he lost Kohuna. I'll read you the Gemara. Omar Rebbe Zachariah Mishum Rebbe Shmuel. Rabbi Zachariah says in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lehoiti Kohuna Mishem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to bring Kohuna from Shem, Shenema Vu Kohen Lekeil Elyon, which seems to mean he already was a Kohen, and Bikesh to continue that legacy within him. Kivin Shehiktim Birkas Avram LeBirkas HaMalkoim, when he first gave the bracha to Avram before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hoitziyo Me'Avram, the Kohuna transferred to Avram. Shenema v'yavorcheyu v'yoyim v'baruch Avram l'keil elyon kohen shemayim v'aretz, and only then uvaruch keil elyon. Omar loy Avram. Avram said to him, v'chi magdimin birkas eved lebirkas kohenoi. Do you first give the bracha to the servant and only then the bracha to the master? Miyad nitna l'Avram. Straight away it was given to Avram. And it's a pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk says, "Nishba Hashem v'lo yinochein." Hashem won't retract. Ato koyen na'olam. It's talking about Avraham Avinu. You are the koyen forever. Why? Al dibrosi malki tzedek. Because of the words of malki tzedek. So that's the Gemara Nedarim, Lamed Beis. So there's a few things to discuss here. Go slowly. First of all, when did the kohuna go away from Shem? Meaning, did Shem continue to be the Kohen, and only later it came to Avram or his offspring? Or was it straight away? Was it straight away the kohuna was taken away from Avram to Shem? The Lashon Gemara is miyad. So from Shem to Avram. Was it straight away? Or was it something after Shem that it didn't carry on in his doyrus? The Gemara says miyad nitna l'Avram, but that's not muchach anything, because the miyad might mean the gzera was there that it won't continue in the line of Shem. But maybe Shem finished his term; he remained the kohen. So the Targum Yonatan ben Aziel says v'hu kohen l'keil elyon, ba'hu zimna. At that time, have a meshamish kodem elaka ilah. The diuk is at that time, mashma at a further time. Shem himself already wasn't serving Kodom Elaka Ilah. This diuk, the Mojitzer Rebbe makes in his Sefer Divrei Yisrael, and he doesn't understand it. Because he understood the Gemara to mean that Bikesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hoitzi Kuno Hashem, that should continue on in his generations, and that didn't happen. But Shem himself, we don't see that he got taken away as Kahuna. And therefore he leaves that as a Torah Ilum. The Ben Yoyada asks another question, which seems to imply that he also held this way. It's quite interesting, Ben Yoyada. He says like this. Why do we say that the Kahuna was given to Avram? It wasn't. It was given to Aaron. The Kahuna was given to Aaron. So why is it called the Kahuna was given to Avram? Because Aaron is a descendant of Avram. So he asks, well, Aaron's a descendant of Shem as well. I know in Koyer in La'ovis and La'shloisha, but Aaron is a descendant of Shem, and Shem was a Koyer. So you should say the Kahuna moved on from Shem to Aaron. Why do you put Avram in the way? It is a continuation of Shem. Actually, the Rishonim asked the question. They ask, Taka, what's Pshat? The Kahuna was taken away from Shem and given to Avram. It was never taken away from Shem. The Eden are Zarishol Shem. So it actually carried on. So he explained, the Rishonim explained that it could be the Kahuna would have gone to another line of Shem, not the Eden, a Bechor. It could have gone somewhere else. It went specifically to Avram, as opposed to where it was supposed to go. But either way, why did you say it was Nitna Lazaro Shal Shem Shuhu Aroi? Because Lamaisa, Shem was the first coin, and then there's Aaron.
But at that stage, the plan was that the Bechorim would be the coin, not Aaron.
Okay, so to the Bechorim of Avram, it doesn't matter.
It only ends up with the Eved.
Yeah, no, it's fine. But the point is, it's still within the line of Shem. Yeah. So say the first, it was Nitna Lazaro Shal Shem Limited or whatever. But why are we calling Avram if Avram wasn't the coin?
Don't hear about Shem anymore.
It's true because ain't coin not obviously Shem. But I think I'm bringing this Ben Yoda because what he explains here is the reason very much why it's all about Avram. He says Avram Avinu was an Oka. He couldn't have a child. That means the lineage of Shem was finished within him. There actually was no more lineage of Shem within him. Because what he received from his Ovis, that was it. It was finished by Avram. Now, because Baruch Hu sort of made Beria Chadosha, made him be able to be Moilid. That's nothing to do with Shem. It's a new being. It's a new essence. Nothing to do with his lineage. And Obazoi, you can't call Aaron a child of Shem. He's not. He's a child of Anes. The only problem I have with that is that all the Ovis, Pashtus were Oka, and over Zoe we can't be the children of Avram, the children of Yitzchak, and not the Yitzchak, Yaakov, etc. So it needs a Hezbah. But Al Kaponim, that's the idea he wants to say, why it's called Zarush and Avram. Yeah.
How come not all Kohen then?
Yeah. Sorry?
How come all
Avram? No, it was given to a certain line within Avram.
It goes down.
It goes down, but within a certain way. what the Gedder will be, Bechorin, etc. Whatever it is, and whatever the reasons are, that's already mavua that they were chosen. Someone's going to be chosen within. This is all the understanding that the Kuna first stayed with Shem, never went to Avram, eventually comes to the offspring of Avram. The Rachaim HaKadosh doesn't learn like this, and actually, when you read the Gemara, I don't see the great difficulty in saying Avram became a Kohen. The Rachaim learns either that Shem gave as a matona, the kohuna, to Avram. Shem never did anything wrong. He even explains, there could be even the Gemara that says Shem did something wrong by first praising Avram, or blessing Avram, and then praising and blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says it wasn't really wrong. What he was saying was, the stages that we got to Hakor and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You first have to have Avram, that finds HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we can truly praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu because we found HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what he was really saying. Avram is blessed that he found Hashem, and blessed is Hashem that we now have found. And therefore there was nothing wrong with what he did, and he either gave the Kohuna to Avram as a matona after he won the four Malachim, or there was still a punishment. You find the Chazal many times when someone says something somewhat misleading, even if he meant correct, but if someone can hear it as being praising Avram before praising Hashem, even if there's an inner meaning that was correct, but it doesn't sound right, and sometimes for great people, that already is a reason for punishment. And therefore, he got stripped of the Kohuna. Either way, the Aruch Chaim says, he says one of two things. Either Shem finished his service of Kohuna, and then it went to Avraham and his lineage. And that's Pshat Vahu Kohen. Shem is a Kohen, but no one else in the family of Shem. Or he says, if it was a punishment because he said something wrong, then it was Takamiyad, Vahu Kohen. He was a Kohen now, like the Targum. And straight away after he was mucked in the Brach of Avraham, he lost the Kohuna, and the Kohuna went there and then to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was a Kohen there and then. He learned the Gemara Kapshutai. I think it's the Pashup Shat in the Gemara, and it's Taka Pashup Shat in the Targum. It was only then that Shem was a Kohen, and after that, Avraham was the Kohen. I'll bring a few more Makoiras about Avraham Avinu being a Kohen, and then we'll go a little bit into some questions. There is a Medrash Rabbah in Parshas Lech Lecha, which says, Rabbi Shmuel Oime, Avraham Kohen Gadol Hoya, not just a Kohen, Kohen Gadol Hoya, it was a Kohen Gadol. And he brings an interesting thing. It says in Tehillim, Avraham was a Kohen. Okay, then Avraham gets told to do a Bris Milah. Now there's various areas in the body that's called an Orla. The heart's called an orla, on the mouth is an orla, on the ear there's an orla. Where should he do the Bris Milah? So the Medrash says, well, make a cheshbon, he's a Kohen. If he's a Kohen, and the Lashon is Kohen Gadol, if he's a Kohen, he can't have a mum. So he can't do it on his ear, he can't do it on his mouth, he can't do it anywhere else except somewhere where it won't make a mum, and that's the Mokum HaMilah. And that's how it derives the Mokum HaMilah. Because he was a Kohen, it has to be that the Mokum HaMilah is where to do the bris. There's another medrash. Sorry?
Why is it less of a mum than an earlobe?
Why? Because it's an extra. The orla is an extra. I don't know, but that's how it is. The orla is classified in Chazal as an extra, that when you take it off, you're actually just bringing out what's meant to be. Mashenken and everything else is meant to be on the body. The Medrash Rabbah says that Shem was moitzi lechem v'yayim. What's the lechem v'yayim? So he said he was teaching him Hilchas Kohen Gadol. Lechem zu lechem aponim. Yayin elu hanesochim. So again, we see very clearly in Chazal that it was literal. Avraham Avinu was a Kohen and he needed to learn Hilchas Kohuna. Okay. So now, let's come to a little bit deeper. The Pirkei de Beleza in Perek Lamed Aleph says, and last, it says by the Akedah, Vayishlach Avraham es Yodoi, Vayikach es Amacheles. Avraham Avinu stretched out his hand, he took the knife to Shecht his son. Says the Pirkei de Beleza, Uke Koyen Godel Higish es Minchosov in Iskoi. Like a Koyen Godel, he was bringing his carbon. It's very appropriate, Stam, it's like, the first time you see Shechita on the Mokum HaMikdash is Avraham Avinu. It only fits well if he's a Kohen, and a Kohen Gadol is doing Avoida in the Mikdash. It was on Har HaMoriah. Says the Radal, David Luria, why do we stress that Avraham Avinu was a Kohen Gadol when he brought up Yitzchak? Isn't Kohen enough? If we really want to call him something, call him a Kohen. So he says, the Avraham Avinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, am I a Kohen? Shem is the Kohen. Hashem said to him, no, you're in place of him, you've become the Kohen Gadol. Now, Agav, the Radal's not so misfall from the words Kohen Gadol. Kohen, yes. Gadol, he says, everyone in those generations were called Kohen Gadol. Basically, there weren't very many people serving Hashem, and those that did was called the Kohen Gadol. Like upon him, he was a Kohen. So he says, he was shechting Yitzchok, his son. What will happen in the middle of the avoid of shechting his son? He becomes an oinon, because his son would be nifta, right? So he becomes an oinon. If he becomes an oinon, he's not allowed to carry on the avoida. Memeila, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him then and there, Kohen Gadol. Because Kohen Gadol, makriv oinon. He's makriv even oinon. That's why the Pirkei de Beleza says, then and there, middle of the Shechita, about to be shechting by Yichas HaMakalet, Hashem says, you're Kohen Gadol. Because if you're not Kohen Gadol, you can't do this. You're going to have to stop in the middle. The Radal disputes this, because he says that this Mizbeach had din bomo, and on a bomo, even a Kohen Hedyot could carry on ba'aninus. Okay, one can wonder, because it was on the Makom HaMikdash. Maybe it doesn't have a din boma. That's his discussion. Now let's discuss a few more shailas.
How could he go ahead with the shechtim when he becomes tomei?
How could he go ahead and shechtim and become tomei? Yeah, that's like by Pinchas it says they stayed right. No, yeah.
We
see this question, right? How can he carry on? He's going to be an oinon, because Baruch Hu told him. We have to make way for all of it. Nishti fe'elah. Tzadiki meinu metamin. Yeah? Which is something I'm going to get to soon. So, let me list out to you the questions and we'll see what answers we have. Question number one. Yehuda was don tomo l'sreifa because she did znus, whatever it was, she didn't really, but he said Toma has to get burnt. Chazal explained why Toma has to get burnt, because that's the halacha of a bas koyan, she has to have sreifa, that's her misa. And the question is, she was the daughter of Shem, but Shem lost the kahuna. If Shem lost the kahuna, she wasn't the daughter of a koyan anymore. So why does she have a din sreifa? The only option, only etza I had for that, was she was born while Shem was still a Kohen. Yeah. So she remains a Bas Kohen. Chiddush. He loses it, maybe she loses it. But even more, she's going to be much, much older than all her husbands, including Yehuda. Yeah, much older. She's going to be older than Avram. I mean, not older than Avram. Okay, older than Yitzchak, older than Yaakov. Right? She's much, much older. It doesn't matter. I can't remember who. Maybe it was Noach's wife. I can't remember. One of the earlier ones was Rabban Leib Stein, and people used to ask him if they can do a shidduch with someone older than them, a woman older than them. Sif Hasidim has some things about it, but he said he married someone older than them, a good few years older. And he said, I don't see what's wrong. I think it was Noach. I might make a mistake. Maybe it was Terah's wife. I have to check it out. Was almost 1,000 years older than her husband. And from them came the world. I'm pretty sure it was Noach. From them came the world. Right? If you make the Cheshbon and the Seyd HaDoros, about 1,000 years older. And yet the world came from them. So, no, Nishkefelech. So she was also a little bit older, from her comes Mashiach. But anyway, that's just a hashara that she was born so early. The real answer is, Rabbeinu Bachai asked the Kasha in Parshas Lech Lecha. He says, if he did this thing of being mucked in the brocha of Avram, and he lost his kahuna, so why was Tom on Nidin Lisreva? He says, a peledika answer. He says, Yehuda didn't know that Shem had lost the kahuna, and that's why he was being don Tom Lisreva. It's a very shver zach, because that means had Yehuda carried out this, he would have been, she was machuyev, maybe Misa, but he'd be machayva Misa, she wasn't machuyev. So it was a good thing he got stopped. That's the first question answered. Second question. Avraham Avinu, in this week's Sedra, remarries Hagar. Keturah is Hagar. Not in Maseo Kikatoires, or Kotra, she wasn't with anyone else. And that's why she's called Keturah. Now, the Pirkei d'Belezer in Perek Lamed says he was Megarisha. When he sent her away, he was Megarisha. How could he be Machzik Rushosoi? How could he be Machzik Rushosoi? If you want to make it a little bit more Lomdish, if he's a Kohen Gadol, even without Machzik Rushosoi, she was a Be'ula. And a Kohen Gadol mustn't marry a Be'ula, he has to marry a Be'sula. And, okay, so that's a Shtark Akasha. How could you remarry Hagar? So, I'll tell you, we'll share another question with this, and that is, sorry? Doesn't matter. But I'm going with the Gerushin, I'm just not touching on the Machzik Rishoso. So the Chora, then it doesn't matter. Yeah. Now, let's ask another Kasha. A very Mechudish Tikkur Rabbeinu Bachai in last week's Sedra says that when Avram and Sarah went to the Plishtim, and Avimelech takes Sarah, Avram had been Megarish Sarah. He didn't want her to be an Eishes Ish B'Avimelech. He was worried that wouldn't have the same Hatzlocha as he had in Beis Paroi. So he was Megarish Sarah. Hashem said to Avimelech, V'hi Bulas Bol, she's married. I thought he was Megarisha. Hashem said to Avimelech, the Gerishin didn't work. He was under duress. He was scared of what you would do. It was a get Ba'oinus, it's not a real get. She's still married. But there's Halacha in Eben Ezer, Simon Kuf Lama Dalet, that even a get ba'oinus, since it has a shmek for a get, so reach a get, for a koyan, they're not allowed to remarry. So they're not allowed to be married. So how could he remarry Sarah or be again with Sarah? There was a Reach HaGet. You could answer that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Paskin there wasn't a get. He said, V'hibul Esbal. He says, Nishto Afila Reach HaGet. At that time, first of all, could be Min HaShemayim. Second of all, it's a Pasuk in the Torah. It's not like hanging in a Vua. It's a Pasuk in the Torah, V'hibul Esbal. So that's the Torah Mamash. So Memela, that could take away maybe the Reach HaGet. That could be an answer. Rabbi Yosef Engel has a whole Lamda Shishtikal Torah, we'll just touch on it, in Beis Ha'Oitza, Mareches Aleph Oishei, where he wants to say, Taka Be'etzem, it was Osa. But, Asei Doichal Oishei, well says, he learns, it's Psukim, it depends on the Psukim, Avram Berch, Hashem Berch, Avram Bakoil, if he had a daughter, he didn't have a daughter. If he didn't have a daughter, he wasn't yet Yotze Puravu. So he had an Asei of Puravu, and a Lois Asei of not marrying a Grusha, Kweiz Psula, Zichreach gets only a Drabonon, he had an Asei. So Mamela the Asei is Doicha, the Lois Asei, and he got married.
Say that about every kind who hasn't got children.
Oh, so that. No, because he can marry many other women. But he says no one else wanted to do Gerus to be Avram's wife. Only Hogos, so it was the only option. That's another kasha. We'll have to deal with that one. Yeah. She already was a Gioris before Shame gave to him the corner, let's say.
He could marry
Shivcho. That's another kasha. Yeah, okay. So we'll get to the final answer soon. So he obviously goes into the question, it's not Be'idna, it's not the same time. Because when he Bishas Hara is the Kiyum, is the Issa of being with a Grusha, etc. Masha Ekein, only Bishas Kma Biowet Shayach to be Moilid is the Kiyum Mitzvah Sasei. So he has a whole Shtikal Torah that maybe since you need the beginning stage, it's called connected to the end stage, and therefore it's a Seder Chalosei. Al Kaponim, the simple teretz is Koidim Matan Torah. Now they kept Kol HaTorah Kula, yes. But Lechumra, La'asos Nachas Ruach L'Boira Olam. Sorry, Chaim. But when they understood Rotzen HaBoira was Faket, then of course they did Rotzen HaBoira. And therefore, since he needed more children, or he needed to remarry Sarah, because he didn't have Yitzchok yet, of course he would remarry and do whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wanted of him.
Why is it for Yosef Ruvu with her?
Sorry?
Why is it for Yosef Ruvu with her?
Sarah or Hagar?
Sarah,
because from Avram and Sarah is meant to come Klal Yisrael. He knew that was Ratzon HaBoira. No, Ruvu was for Hagar, but and even there was no one else. She was the only woman that Kotro, Masel, Shukkotiris, etc. There wasn't anyone in that door. But from Sarah's Zichen Nishveh, because Sarah was Aim Klal Yisrael, was meant to be the mother of Klal Yisrael. So he knew that was Ratzon HaBoira, and therefore he didn't keep the Torah in that time. Masha Enkein, in Yehuda's case, in the case of Toma, you couldn't say, that case was much more Shver, right? You couldn't say, by Toma, you have to answer, no, okay, leave that. Fine. Now, in this week's Sedra, there's another question. How could Avraham Avinu be metapel in the Kvura of Sora if he was a Kohen? Zion Kroivim, you can. If he was a Kohen Gadol, the Chayre he can't. So that's really coming back to the question you asked, that Doch Sora Imenu Zichem Esau Benashika, right? And therefore Mis Tzadikim Enu Matamim. I spoke about it once here, you might remember. Why Mis Tzadikim Enu Matamim? The simple explanation is there's no Cherev of the Malach Amoves, so there's no Tumah. Or, the idea of Tumah is that, this is the way the Aruch Haim learns it, needs understanding, but he says, the Neshama goes out, the Chitzoyim want to lick up the remnants of honey. Whatever that means exactly, they come to the body, they don't come while the person's alive, but when he's not alive, then they come to the Epes Geblibim from the Neshama. Ma'ashenkin b'misis neshika, ma'andu nofach midilei nofach, like he put it in, he took it back. B'shleimus, there's nothing there left to lick up, and therefore there's no tumah. That's the Aruch Haim's Mahalach. So that's the Chor, how we have to answer. Sorry, Menu. that tzaddikim eino matanik. So I want to share with you a question that's bothering me. I haven't got an answer. If anyone has an answer, it'll be a big toiva. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh says, by Loit, in last week's Sedra, Vayivtza bom mo'oid, he begged the Malachim to come to eat by him. Vayavoh el beisoi, they came to his house. Vayas lehem mishteh umatzois ofo vayoychelu. He made a mishteh and matzos. It was Pesach. The Aruch Chaim notes that by Avraham Avinu we see the Malachim ate the meat. By Loit we don't see that. They ate the matzos, they didn't eat the meat. Vosepes. So, the Aruch Chaim says, the Hechsher by Avraham was better than by Loit. Because Loit didn't keep the Torah. Right? Mashiach and Avraham kept the Torah. Loit didn't keep everything. He kept some things. He didn't keep it like Avraham, and therefore they didn't want to eat from his Shechita. So what about the matzos? Trumas and Maestras. Malachim keeping Kol Torah. Trumas and Maestras. They knew he took Trumas and Maestras. Inami. And listen to this Teretz. Oi. There were no koyanim in the world at that time. Nasu heim koyanim. Great people, malachim, yes. They became the koyanim. And they were mafrish, the truma. And they ate the truma. Ba'achlu truma. Avoloi tevel. A koyan can't eat tevel. So they had to make themselves koyanim. And they were mafrish. And they ate it. I don't understand. Yeah, but they came into this world as humans, so... So the question is, I thought the royal koyanim, either Shem or Avraham, what's going on here? And this is something that's bothering me. I haven't had an answer.
The koyan has got to prove himself without any shame, without
okay,
any shame. All these other ones which you're speaking about, all of them are basufik.
You're saying if what Pshat and Chazal is...
Yeah.
I'm saying
so. Therefore, those Malucha, they came to Mumminus, they said that we get 100% obviously Kahana because they skipped that.
I hear, but Kapshutai, that Gomorrah is Mashman. Let's go, Aruchaim. The Aruchaim learns it's Mamash Kahuna. So, why is he saying this? The Aruchaim learns Avraham and Shem were Koyim. So,
you just said that they lost it.
No, Shem lost it and went over to Avraham. Either way, someone was there, they were just by Avraham not long ago. Why can't they keep the Trumas and Maestras and give it to him? Is that something he needs a B.O.? I'll just tell you one thing.
We're in the same place.
Sorry?
We're in the same place. Like it was in
Syria. Yeah, pop over. That doesn't take long for a Malach. They can turn back into their Malach clothes. Okay, yeah, so why are they giving Maestra?
You can't get Maestra to the Kohen.
I know. They all say they gave the Maestra to the Kohen anyway. Yeah. It's a Vayitaloi Maestra.
Yeah.
One, just very quickly, one Akuda. The Shlo HaKodesh says, As the Ramban asks, why did the Chashmonaim take the Melucha? Yeah, Chanukah is coming. Why did the Chashmonaim take the Melucha? The Melucha is for Shev Yehuda, the Koyanim. And he says that's why they got punished. However, the Shlo says, the Koyanim tainted that the Kuna belonged to Shev. And the Malchus comes from Tomon. So the Kuna and the Malchus are intertwined. The Kengei and Bosor Aim and Bosor Av. Yeah? So Memela, he says, not a real Malchus, in Azar Malchus, he wants to say it wasn't a total, it's a long shtickle, it's not for 1 minute, but it wasn't a total deviation from the halacha for Azar Malchus, it wasn't to stand for long. He said they could do it because of the connection between Kahuna and Malchus. He brings a few riyas that can be done. Fine.
I'm going to go from a wrong collection. And it looks as if...